The Poet was the first of Connolly's novels that he wrote end to end after leaving the journalist's trade, his first non-Bosch standalone, and perhaps not by coincidence, his first bestseller. He said that his major motivation was the fact that when he took away his files on unsolved murders, he realized how often killers got away with it, and he wanted to write a book in which the guy would get away and there would never be a sequel. He hadn't anticipated that audience reaction would be so strong. If you're reading this, you probably realize that eventually Connolly came around to the idea of doing a sequel. He attributed it to recovering from my cynicism, in large part after the birth of his daughter. He has also moved from Los Angeles back to Florida, and perhaps that has something to do with the change as well. Compare the stories written for the South Florida Sun Sentinel with those done later for the Los Angeles Times, and you can sense some serious changes within Connolly. He has said that the newsroom at the Times was older, the veteran journalists more cynical, and with a much greater sense of their own importance. You can see why. Los Angeles is a city redolent in crime, and being the backdrop for so many movies, television shows, and novels gives every crime within the city more resonance. Americans have headed west for centuries and wound up in la-la land. Latinos head to El Norte to fulfill their dreams of making a living. Asians came to build the railroads or to flee wars. The choice of the name Bosch made the point metaphorically. The Garden of Earthly Delights ought to hang in the lobby of the Los Angeles Times building. Connolly's attitude is that of an outsider rather than a native Angeleno. He says he arrived for his job interview at the Times immediately after a major bank robbery, which wound up serving as the basis for The Black Echo, and said to himself, "Geez, this is the place to be." Being an outsider allows him the little bit of distance he needs to observe all sides of the equation. It gives him the leeway to place the nature of the city, its history and culture, as backdrop to the equation. In Los Angeles, his view of the police and of the world of crime itself both broaden. He gains a deeper perspective of the cop's world, both its good and bad sides. His empathy begins to be extended to the criminals, some of whom become victims themselves in that strange world of the LAPD, a sort of paramilitary bureaucracy headed by a succession of police chiefs who make Donald Rumsfeld look like Jimmy Carter. Connolly reports both sides of the story, giving a downbeat counterpoint to the police point of view. A burglar who killed a cop in the struggle for a gun is shot and killed by the police, shot 3 times in the head. Twice he survives, and twice reaches miraculously for conveniently placed guns. The subtext, that he had already killed a cop, is brought to the surface subtly but unmistakably. A car full of armed robbers, shooted out with the shotgun-wielding cops from the Special Investigations section, who watched them rob a fast food outlet and then surrounded them. Connolly reports the incident straightforwardly, but saves for the end the revelation that the robbers were armed with unloaded pellet guns and were thus unlikely to have chosen to shoot it out.